This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the folks that are doing construction work as well. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. Lots of free stuff over there, and lots of other things for you to look at, too. All right, joining us, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, the Mueller redacted report is scheduled to come out as soon as the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, can get that out. Jerry Nadler saying, well, we expect to see it next week because we've ordered it to be such, and just a bunch of bluster. But, you know, it takes a little while to go through and make sure you're not releasing something that, oh, God, might be classified.
Yeah, but most of those people have clearance.
Right, but they're going to release it to the public, aren't they?
Well,
isn't that all coming to at the same time or not?
I don't know if it's at the same time, but here's the deal. There are likely, in the 300 or 400 pages, whatever, I'm seeing all kinds of numbers on how long the Mueller report is.
Yeah, I even saw one that said 600, but I don't believe that either, but go ahead.
All right, for the sake of argument, let's call it 400 pages.
Right.
In 400 pages, there are likely names that need to not be revealed.
Sure.
Sources. There are also methods that need to not be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the work doing the investigations internationally.
Right.
And then it is against the law, and this law changed after the first special counsel that we had.
Ken Starr.
And that is 6E information. Anything that has to do with 6E cannot be released. And 6E is grand jury information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So all of these people that are calling for the full unredacted report need to understand that unless they file some kind of a lawsuit and go to court, you have a judge waive the law, he's going to follow the law. He cannot reveal that, pass on that information.
Uh-huh.
Now, what they also don't seem to understand is that Barr is going to certainly follow the law, but going through the entire report, he is getting the help of Mueller and Rosenstein.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, you know, the Nadlers, the Kamala Harrises, you know, they need to, and I wish Barr would be a little bit critical of their demands.
Okay.
Because all he has to say is, I'm not going to break the law for their snotty demands.
Well, he came close to saying that, but he didn't say it exactly that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the other thing is that there was a poll that came out there. I don't know whose it was. I just saw the headline that flashed in front of me a couple minutes ago. It says 36% believe that the Mueller report clears the president totally.
Okay.
Don't know if that's a high number, low number, because it doesn't say anything other than just the 36%. But the fact of the matter is that the real winner in all of this is actually Vladimir Putin. When you just kind of sit back and you think about the fact that he got our mainstream media to and the people that were buying the stuff that was out there to fall hook, line, and sinker for all this and just keep this going, keep this going, keep this going to where it was in the news all the time.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that he just enjoyed virtually every single minute of this.
Yep. Sure, they were having a good laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And still are. And still are, maybe.
Well, yeah. And, I would say that the Republicans, I mean, the Democrats, the Adam Schiffs of the world, the rest of them, along with the media, they bought into every single expanded talking point or scandal that was ever concocted on the Russians infecting our election system. They did.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's beyond a shadow of a doubt. They wouldn't leave it to just the United States because they did several other countries as well. So, I mean, we get it. But it had nothing to do with Trump. Trump, did he have a lot of Russian contacts? Yeah, but that was all during his private life.
Right. Yep. And, of course, yeah, he did try to build a hotel over there and this, that, and the other. We all know that. The guy's a businessman, and there was a lot of things going on there, and I get it, and you get it. Now, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing here in the next segment. The president has threatened as soon as next week to close the U.S.-Mexican border for a while, and by a while, that's whatever the president deems it to be, because of the tremendous problem that we've got on the border right now, and that caravan that's reportedly as many as 20,000 people lined up to come towards the United States. Are there any people left in Ecuador, El Salvador, the Honduras? These are people now reportedly maybe coming from other parts of the world mixed in. We'll see. And I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, weekend edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com are brought to you by the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, for a limited time, you can go over to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on their logo link that's prominently displayed there, and sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. And good luck with that. We want to report about somebody on the program winning it. You can't do it if you don't enter, number one. And number two, you also can go over there, and should you become a member, you'll get about $454 worth of free stuff just for being a member. And you'll also get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine to boot, which has got all kinds of monthly savings in it, too. So, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo banner. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is here with us. President Trump threatens to close the U.S.-Mexican border next week.
Yes, he does. I'm good with it.
Okay, we also have reportedly, let's see here, 4,000 active duty military on the border, 2,000 National Guard, and there's a rumor afoot there may be another 1,000 or so military policemen headed to the border.
Well, look, we're not doing anything to stop the caravans. So, you know, when you've got the former Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, that gets, when he was there, he got a report that says, oh, well, we got 800 today. Oh, well, we got 1,000. Those are livable
yep.
numbers.
Yep.
But he came out yesterday, I guess, or day before yesterday, and said 4,000? That's a crisis.
Yeah.
So he is actually standing with, you know, the fact that it is an emergency and it is a crisis. And, you know, who did he work for? Obama.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So At what point, and nobody's asking the Democrats this, at what point does it become a national emergency if they say it's a fake emergency? Is it, 10,000 a day? At what point do we say enough? Do we take in 10 million more? What's the threshold, or is there one?
What is stopping Mexico from trying to do something to help out here?
They are.
Okay.
They are.
All right. But
they're not taking that offer.
Uh-huh.
Because they feel like they can make more money here in the United States. If for nothing else, they know that they'll be more cared for in the United States because of our entitlement programs than Mexico's offering. So the United States is a better deal than Mexico.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We need to change the immigration laws, and we need to get rid of. And by the way, I heard somebody saying, I guess it was Kirsten Gillibrand this week, she wanted to include illegals to where they could collect Social Security.
That's right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's really going to help things out. Now, the other thing is that Mexico says that it's not going to react to President Trump's border threats one way or the other. Apparently, I guess they're good if the president closes the border, that's what's going to happen. But actually, this past week, especially around El Paso, where they had a big problem, they did close the border crossings.
Yes, they did.
So we'll see what happens. Now, North Korea, the president apparently with a piece of paper, it was sent to Kim Jong-un, telling him to hand over his nuclear weapons.
It wasn't sent to him. It was handed to him
just before
that final lunch was canceled.
Right.
He handed him a piece of paper, and here's what it said. You hand over your nuclear weapons, you hand over your fissile material, and you hand over your bomb fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Now, this was exactly, and John Bolton actually made reference in so many words, and so that piqued the interest of Reuters.
Mm-hmm.
And Reuters went down that path, and they actually saw the document, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is known as what was previously out there in history as the Libya model, because we did the very same thing in Libya.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Kim was like, no. And that's why things fell apart.
Mm. And speaking of John Bolton, made a comment yesterday that the president is eyeing some more stepped-up Venezuelan sanctions for foreign companies doing business in Venezuela.
Correct.
Now, we have just a horrible situation down there. The humanitarian situation is beyond imagine, beyond belief. And the military down there, they're rousting some of the Guaido supporters. I guess the other day they actually did take one of his people into custody. Don't know if they released it or not. I think it was his chief of staff, was it not?
Correct.
And they threatened Guaido himself, too, right?
Well, they passed some kind of a cockamamie resolution
that
Guaido cannot hold public office or be president for 15 years.
Correct.
Well, look, that goes against their own constitution and their own, governing documents.
Uh-huh.
Guaido is not the president. He's an interim president, which if the elections are deemed illegal, which they were,
right,
then Maduro is not the president. So their parliament/constitution says, okay, then the next person in line becomes the interim president until such time there's a legitimate election. We don't have a scheduled legitimate time for an election. Maybe Guaido ought to call for one. But he was the next in line, and that's why he's the interim president.
Wow. Now, there's some really good news afoot for all the weekend viewers of Fox News. Judge Jeanine Pirro is back. Her show is on the schedule. She'll be back Saturday night as normal. I'm kind of curious. I definitely will be watching that because I want to see what she has to say, which I don't think will be anything antagonizing.
We hope she'll be back. She was to be on Hannity's show last night,
uh-huh,
but she called. called Hannity and said, I can't be there. She had a family emergency. Now, Hannity said at the close of his show last night, he goes, I just have to tell you this. I had promised you that Jenny would be on my show. She's not. I don't know what the family emergency is. So we hope that she'll be there.
Yeah, because a lot of people have missed her, and she certainly is very, very popular. I believe she has the number one show on the weekend on Fox, I believe.
Well, we know there's got to be something because she did not, you know, she often will follow Trump on, you know, his rally. So she,
right.
She wasn't at his last rally either.
Right. That's true. All right. Now, the other thing is the investigators of the Ethiopian Airlines crash are looking for a missing 737 sensor said to be the focus of the Ethiopian crash probe. Do you know what that sensor is?
Specifically, no.
Okay, but I also heard some news yesterday that the anti-stall mechanism device kicked on the aircraft.
Correct.
Which tells me that the plane was going up at a level too high, which is what causes it to stall or something like that when all this stuff went down. So I just I don't know enough about aircraft to be able to talk intelligently.
I don't either. I don't either. But apparently there's a 15-second window that gives the pilot enough time to react. And in apparently both cases, the pilots did not take that 15-second window to react.
And by the way, there's big news for you gun owners in California. A judge yesterday blocked the California high-capacity ammo ban. That's the magazines that hold more than the 5 rounds that they wanted to impose on the new law that they had passed or had proposed. And that was temporarily blocked by a judge. So you can still keep your magazines out there in California.
A bump stock.
No, this isn't a bump stock. This is a high-capacity ammo ban.
Oh, I thought it was bump stock.
Well, bump stock is, let's see, how is it? There's an injunction on that for people that don't live in Florida but live in Georgia. Or
no, I thought that's what the California ruling was regarding. Okay.
No, not this
I may have gotten that wrong. All right.
There is something about the bump stock, and people will just have to tune in over the weekend to Mark Walters, Armed American Radio around the country, and find out what's going on there. But anyway, here comes the music. I will talk to you Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend. And don't get too much sunburn.
Okay, thanks.
All right, later. And that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk also about the House panel Elijah Cummings is in charge of, threatening subpoenas over the question on the census about citizenship. Wow. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says the pathetic U.S. immigration laws have to change. And in a brief session with reporters at his Florida resort, the president also says he's leaning toward closing the border with Mexico.
It's very easy for them to stop people from coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
Trump says the border could be closed for a long time. He says the U.S. has run out of detention space. The Justice Department has declined to comment on the legality of closing the border. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has requested Congress for legislation that would allow her department to deport Central American unaccompanied minors quickly and detain families longer. She's facing pushback from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where you can get your career jump-started or create a career that you didn't have. You want to add money to your paycheck? You want a secure future? Well, I got a way to help you out. Here is more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're spinning your wheels, you don't really think that you're getting the kind of money you should be getting, and you got no chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion, or maybe you're just coming out of the military, you got skills, don't know where or how to use them. Well, I got a great idea that's going to make you $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000 a year or more right off the bat. All depends on you and the luck of the draw. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass. That's a suburb of Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. That's right, unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You get your certification from the NFA. I guarantee you, 95% of you, that's the percentage, will already have a job before you even get graduated. But you got to get that little piece of paper or no job at all, if you know what I mean. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, schedule a tour. What you do, you call them up and say, I want to take a tour. 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. I'll tell you what, it will definitely turn your life around for you. Now, Tampa this weekend is the hubbub of activity, especially at CENTCOM, MacDill Air Force Base, because of the retiring Army General Joseph Votel, commander of CENTCOM, who has stepped down. And, of course, General Votel, 39 years of military service in the United States Army. His new replacement will be Marine General four-star Kenneth McKenzie, Jr. He's taking over the U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base, where he's well-known. He's been around, and a lot of people know who he is. And I haven't met him yet, but I look forward to having the opportunity to meet him, and we'll go from there. I have been talking to some people that are telling me he's the real deal, and I love that, especially when it comes to a Marine. Now, the military's top enlisting advisor has been reinstated to full duty after an investigation. Army Command Sergeant Major John W. Troxell, the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, is back and on duty. And congratulations to the Command Sergeant Major for that. We thought that was a bunch of nonsense to begin with, and it proved out to be just exactly that. Now, who is going to be the president's permanent defense secretary? Could it be the person who's currently there? Yeah. Could it be somebody else? Yeah. We'll just have to see who that's going to be. By the way, Air Force Global Strike Command announced that it's grounded the entire B-1 fleet due to safety concerns, marking the second time in a year that the long-range conventional bomber has been stood down over issues with its ejection seats. So that's not a good thing. The B-1 bomber is not flying these days. Military personnel with the U.S. Africa Commander in Mozambique, which is in Africa, spearheading humanitarian relief efforts after the strongest ever cyclone in the southern hemisphere struck Southeast Africa back on March the 14th and 15th, and they're there to help. By the way, an analysis of all U.S. casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan found that critically injured troops were far more likely to survive in the war's later stages than those at the start, largely due to efforts aimed at stemming blood loss after being wounded. And, of course, a lot of these injuries that these young men and women are currently surviving and living by, or living through, losing arms, losing legs and whatnot from the IEDs, they would have died in Vietnam. They would have died in Vietnam. So we've come a long way. Also, Afghanistan remains dependent on the U.S.-led coalition to combat insurgencies, to pay the Afghan troops, to maintain oversight of corruption, and generally just prevent the country from devolving into chaos. That's a shame, but it's true. And NATO officials are putting together the largest alliance construction project in recent memory to realize a storage site for American combat vehicles in Poland as the reality of the base in Poland becomes closer and closer. And also, the U.S. and its allies in Europe could agree at an upcoming NATO meeting to provide more support to the Ukraine in its efforts to resist Russian aggression in the region. That's a possibility, and we'll see what happens. NATO has also extended the mandate of its top civilian official, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, for 2 more years, making the former Norwegian premier one of the longest-serving heads of the NATO military alliance. And the U.S.-led coalition says more than 1,250 civilians were killed in 34,038 airstrikes against the Islamic State group in both Iraq and Syria during a more than four-year period. Obviously, that number will be challenged by others who think it's much higher. And the Pentagon, never to be outdone by what they do, the acting Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, who may or may not be acting very long, he may actually get the job full-time, has said that the president has announced that the new Space Force commander will be announced in weeks, not months. And we'll see who that's going to be. We'll see who that's going to be. That's going to be very interesting. By the way, the Defense Department is scouting sites along the U.S.-Mexican border to erect new physical barriers, according to two department officials who were not identified. And the Army, right now, can learn from the Brits, the British Army's new Snowflake recruiting campaign. Now, earlier this year, the British Army unveiled a new poster. It was talking about recruiting, and it targeted millennials and Generation Z individuals, glued to their phone, obsessed with posting selfies, easily offended, and that was what the military was looking for in Britain. Good luck with that, right? Good luck with that. How about somebody that wants to serve America? Isn't it a little better? Also, the Navy, a group of 40 lawmakers, is urging Navy officials to free Special Warfare Operator Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher from confinement ahead of his trial on war crimes charges, calling his imprisonment an insult to the sacrifices his family has made. A very highly decorated SEAL up on charges, and a lot of us think that maybe he's been railroaded. We'll see. We'll soon know. Thailand, over in Thailand, almost. JTACs and U.S. and the Thai battlefield airmen are training in close support over there. The Air Force combat controllers and U.S. Air Force tactical air control party airmen train together during an exercise called Cope Tiger this month, learning how to direct aircraft from the ground, forward observers. Very important position in the military. All right, and we're coming back. Going to take another look at the highways and byways and see if anything has changed since the last hour. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And now it's time for our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou. And, yeah, there's some people tonight who are going to wish they were born on a bayou, because let me tell you something. I got to get right to this. There's been a change in the weather, especially in the state of Oklahoma and the northwestern part of Arkansas and the southwestern part of Missouri. And I'll get right to it right now. We have got a severe thunderstorm watch up, as well as severe thunderstorm warning and possible tornadoes in a cluster of storms that are moving across the area, covering most of Oklahoma and just starting to move into the northwestern part of Arkansas and the southwestern part of Missouri, which would be Joplin and towards Springfield. So now, if you're on I-35 north-south in Oklahoma, you're already seeing the thunder and the lightning ahead of you. That is a major system coming across, a cold front, warm front meeting together. That's when bad things happen. I-44, and I-40 coming across, you're going to be in the weather. So be advised that that's just happened in the last hour. And for anybody that's in that area, pay attention to the weather. If you have a weather radio, turn it on so that you can get all of the latest, because there are and have been tornadoes in this storm system. And there is definitely a chance for more dangerous tornadoes to come across as the warmer weather meets with the cold weather, and that's when you have some of your worst storms. Okay, now let's go up into Colorado and take a look at the snow that's there, because a cold front will advance through the central and eastern U.S. this weekend with a couple of waves of low pressure riding up along the front. The area from the middle of Mississippi and Ohio valleys into the Great Lakes will be enhanced rainfall, marginal chances for strong to severe storms. And in fact, some of the rain will transition to snow for minimal accumulations across the eastern Great Lakes through Sunday. Now, right now, you've got some snow flurries in the Colorado area. The mountains west of I-25 in southwestern Colorado and just west of Denver, and to the north of Denver, going up into the southern part of Wyoming on I-25. Also, the northeastern part of Utah, where you'd be coming into Wyoming on I-80, and also in northern New Mexico tonight, to the north, the east, the west, and the south in the higher elevations around Albuquerque. You have some snow flurries there tonight with the colder weather that's starting to come across, which will be in the rain. By the way, there is another system of rain which is up into the central part of Missouri. It is all rain coming across. That is probably going to change as the temperatures start to drop. They catch up to it. It'll go through the transition. It'll go from rain to freezing rain to sleet and then to snow. That's going to continue to move across. So be advised of that. It's going to be an interesting weekend in some cases, and that's going to take you along again. I-44 and possibly it might get up as far as I-70, but right now that's what we're looking at there. You do have some rain in the western part of Minnesota tonight. You've also got some colder temperatures and some snow flurries in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, so be careful there. And you've got some mixed fog and rain west of Fargo going towards Bismarck in North Dakota. Scattered areas of rain in Montana tonight. Central part of Idaho, Boise West, I-84, you're probably going to have some rain as you head towards Cabbage, but you're clean and green, as they say, up in Washington State, and except for one little patch of rain to the eastern part of and central part of Oregon, you're looking good that-a-way, too. And out in California, you've got one area
one area of precipitation up around Redding, which is a combination of rain and or possibly some snow in the mix there, too. Other than that, looking good. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, where you serve, you save. They've got people that have come from all across America because they can't get this deal. They cannot get this deal that they get at Moss Family Automotive. And what it is if you're active duty military or if you're a veteran, you get preferred pricing on all your new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Now, that could be a Nissan, that could be a Chevrolet, because they are Nissan and Chevrolet dealership. Also, you serve, you save, not only just the military, not only just the veterans, but first responders, all active and retired first responders, whether they're EMTs, firefighters, or police, and the 911 dispatchers, too. You save thousands of dollars off the price of a new vehicle. Now, you want to save more money? Tell them the captain sent you. When you check with them, tell them the captain sent you. It will save you another $500 on the spot. On the spot. So, 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Tampa is where Moss Family Chevrolet is located. Their phone number, 813-969-2600. And Moss Chevrolet also has the sister companies, Moss Nissan in Crystal River, where I was last weekend, had a great event up there, and in Newport Richey, the flagship Nissan store, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is in Homosassa Springs. Their phone numbers are 727-815-3095. Call them, set up an appointment, or check them out online. Go to Moss Family Automotive. That'll take you to the website where you can just click on one of the dealer websites and see what they have to offer. I mean, remember now, you can take a drive, take a test drive, and have a good time there doing that. Want to go for a test drive in a Corvette? Yep, you can do it. Want to go for a test drive in one of those Zs? Yep, you can do it. There you go. And don't forget, the Moss Titan that I'm driving around. It's a City Slickers version of a 4x4. It's not all jacked up in the air, but it is a 4x4. It's got the 390 horsepower V8 in it, and it gets really good gas mileage. I'm between 17 and 18 average all miles. However, when I get out there on the interstate and I set the cruise at 70 and I just let it go, I can get as much as 22, 23 miles to the gallon with the truck with that big V8. And that's something that all of you need to understand. I'm seeing a lot of new Titan pickup trucks on the road. A lot of them with Moss attached to them. M-A-U-S, Moss. All right. We're coming back. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, will be with us top of the hour right after the news. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Kathy, get it to him.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.